Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. We have a follow-up report today on a cooperative effort between the Kentucky Beef Network and UK researchers. Taking the lead for UK was Steve Higgins, Director of Animal and Environmental Compliance, and their focus is a fence line feeding system.
What we're trying to do is basically come up with a functional design for producers to be able to winter feed their cattle in a manner which saves them time and improves the environment for the cattle, and also improves the quality of the farm. So by doing the fence line feeding system, we've created a system that's close to where the hay is stored. You drive down the farm road, and without going into the field, you place these roll bales in there for feeding the cattle.
They designed several versions of the system, which basically allows farmers to place hay bales from one side of a fence and cattle to feed on that hay from the other. This work was done on Eden Shale Farm in Owen County, where often the firmest ground and fence rows are on ridgetops. And I quip to Steve Higgins, you might call this ridgetop feeding.
The concept is you pick these well-drained soils and then you put in these all-weather surfaces, geotextile fabric and rock, and we did some in concrete and we used some plastic grid on some other ones just to demonstrate different all-weather surfaces that you could use. But yes, you're right. It is a ridgetop feeding system.
Their top-end system cost about $9,000 and included a roof, but Higgins says all of the other versions had no roof, worked fine as well, and were much less expensive. We'll be right back.
How's everything taste tonight, folks?
Oh, the steak is amazing. Where'd you get your beef?
As a chef, it's important to know where your food comes from. That's why we buy local and Kentucky-raised food.
We're the Pettit family from Webster County, Kentucky.
We started out raising commercial cattle. It's a calling.
It's a way of life.
That's the natural progression, you know, a way of life.
We take a lot of pride knowing that what I set on the table for our supper at night is a good product.
We are a Kentucky farm family, feeding Kentucky.
Kentucky, feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Cattlemen's Association and the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
The Beef Network and UK have created a video of the fence line feeding system online at edenshalefarm.com. They've already begun developing printed plans and an extension publication is underway. Steve Higgins made a good point about potential cost share availability.
And our hope is, once this gets out and we have an extension publication out on it, then maybe this design might be picked up by some sort of cost share opportunities. In a way, those cost share opportunities already exist through something like CAPE. Maybe we can get it in state cost share. Maybe the federal NRCS will pick it up as well. So it's a hopeful endeavor.
CAPE, or County Agricultural Investment Programs, part of the ag development process, might be worth exploring by county ag development committees to develop cost share for installing this type of feeding system. Food for thought. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.